AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Don't look for more than one interest rate cut this year from the Federal Reserve.
The Fed had predicted it would cut the rate from a two-decade high three times this year. Now it expects just one cut. While the government reported inflation eased in May for a second straight month.
We welcome today's reading and hope for more like that.
Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed needs more.
We'll need to see more good data to bolster our confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%.
Powell says inflation has eased considerably from its peak 2 years ago, but remains too high, and the central bank has kept rates high to fight it. The economy's kept growing despite that, but
ultimately, we think rates will have to come down to continue to support that. But so far, they haven't had to.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 35 points. In the Middle East, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says some of Hamas's proposed changes to a ceasefire deal are good and some need to be negotiated.
We are going to continue to push on an urgent basis with our partners, with Qatar, with Egypt, to try to close this deal.
President Biden and President Volodymyr Zelensky will sign a bilateral security agreement between the U.S. and Ukraine tomorrow when they meet on the sidelines at the Group of Seven summit in Italy. The votes just weren't there to get a supermajority to ban women pastors at the Southern Baptist Convention, but people like Ryan Fullerton at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Louisville, Kentucky voted yes.
The law amendment affirms what the Bible affirms and what the faith and message affirms. That the office of pastor is limited to men as qualified by Scripture. That's it.
Multiple people were shot in a community in northern Illinois. Ambulances and helicopters were sent to the Lost Lake community near Dixon. This is AP News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is hailing the country's expanding relationship with Russia.
As reports suggest that President Vladimir Putin will soon visit the country for his third meeting with Kim. Military, economic, and other cooperation between Pyongyang and Moscow have sharply increased since Kim visited Russia last September for a meeting with Putin. The US, South Korea, and their partners believe North Korea has supplied artillery, missiles, and other conventional weapons to Russia to support its war in Ukraine in return for advanced military technologies and economic aid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A powerful Japanese business lobby wants the government to allow married couples to keep dual surnames, saying the lack of freedom to do so hinders women's advancement. In Japan, each wedded pair has to legally adopt one family name. The government says while each surname can be used, 95% of women still traditionally adopt their husbands. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.